Episode of It's Lit Radio, brought to you by sunnydaysmedia.com. I am one half of your host, Gandhi. What's going on?
I am the other half, Ryan Roman. We got some guests in the building this afternoon, morning. This comes on at 8 p.m., right? Yeah. We got some guests in the building this evening.
Yes.
Beards in
harmony.
Everybody, like, introduce yourself real quick.
All right, so this is Grizz Carnage of Beards and Harmony.
Oh. I'm Digit.
Oh. And I'm Jam Light.
All right, guys.
All right. So I can already see how you guys got the name Beards and Harmony, because you all have beards up in here.
Tell us
about yourselves.
All right. So, honestly, it's like, you know, it's just, we just some, how can I explain? I really go right. into who we are.
We should have came in with notes.
Should have came with some notes. Just try to like free ball everything.
But... Yeah, where'd you guys grow up?
All right, so I'm from Brooklyn.
All right.
Like Brownsville, Brooklyn.
All right.
I met my cousin, actually, which is Jam Light. I met him like in, what was that, seventh grade?
Sixth grade,
okay.
And I found out we was cousins.
Oh, that's crazy.
Ever since then, me and this nigga been running around in the streets.
He was like, hey, who you related to? Who you on your mama's side or your daddy's side?
Like, that's exactly
that's what it's like.
Okay.
All right.
I live in Queens, but I was raised in New York, but I was born in Alabama.
Okay.
So, like, I moved all around New York. I've been in Brooklyn. I've been in Queens, Long Island. And then for a short period of time when I went to college for my first 2 years, I went back to Alabama
okay.
for a little bit. But then I came back. I met these two through another mutual friend, because when I came back to New York, I transferred schools, and right. I met somebody there, and he just introduced me to them. It was a wrap from there.
Yeah, I did
like that. What about you, my man?
Me, I was bred in these hard, cold streets.
Okay.
This nigga.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm from Bed-Stuy, chilling. I also grew up in Brownsville, too. Just straight Brooklyn. Like, all right. Whole life. I got family down in North Carolina, though. Show some love to the people out there.
Man. When did you guys start rapping?
So, like, honestly, we've been freestyling since we was, like, in middle school. Like,
oh, okay.
Just like, but, like, we never really took it too seriously until about, I want to say, about, like, maybe, like, 2 or 3 years ago.
Yeah.
Cause like it was around that time also when we met up with Digit.
Yeah.
And then it was like, you know, we were outside freestyling on like 14th Street or like just outside whenever we met up.
Mm-hmm.
Then it got to the point where it was like, yo, we freestyling over all these beats. Yo, let's actually put some shit down and like rap over something.
Yeah.
Exactly. And then we got to the point where we actually wrote some shit and was like, oh, this shit sound hard. Alright, yo. And then it's funny cause then that's how we came up with the name.
Yeah.
Cause mm-hmm. y'all want to tell a story? Y'all want me to tell a story?
You tell the story.
Cause like, I'm just saying,
somebody lazy over here.
Yeah, cause like, cause what happened was basically a friend of ours.
Uh-huh.
He was having like an open mic night or whatever.
Same friend that I met them right. through.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So basically, he was having an open mic night, and then we like everybody was just coming together. Like people were telling poetry, people were singing. So I was like, you know what? We gonna like debut that song that we wrote.
All right.
Oh, my bad. Yeah, and we're gonna debut the song that we wrote. And the name of it was Just a Moment.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But at the time, we didn't really, like, work out which order we were going to go in.
Yeah.
We were just like, oh, you know, here's the beat.
Or the topic.
Yeah. Everybody just write something to the beat. And then we basically all started at the same time in the beat. So we had to, like, oh, shit. So you go first, I'm going to go next, and then he go last. That's
rewind
it
mid-beat.
Yeah, it was like,
back to the beginning.
It was not good. It was not good.
The craziest part is that, like, I asked what the topic was. I was told just write anything, right? So then I started writing, and I wrote, like, the most savage verse to this thing. And, like, I find out later that it was supposed to be more of, like, a, I don't know, love song or whatever. So I'm just like, dang, I can't even use this. But it was long and savage verse, and I'm just like, okay.
Oh, yeah, that should have thrown off the whole song.
Yeah. So from there, we just, we figured out how to work it out when we came with that next song. Yeah. So, like, just listen to the beat and figure out where we want to go and who goes next. And from there, it was just a different story. So now we have more topics. It was more figuring out an order and you know, getting used to that beat.
Yep.
Okay.
Because I listen, when I listen to a beat, like, I listen to it so much that I know it to where I can even hear certain sounds. So I play with those certain sounds. And then when so say for instance,
you mean
like
sounds
somebody,
in your verse or sounds in the beat?
In the beat.
Oh, okay.
So now when so say for instance, like somebody asks me to recite the song and they play the beat from a different part, I'm gonna fuck up because immediately when I start rehearsing the verse, I'm listening for that sound, and when I don't hear that sound, I immediately just oh, crap, and that's what because I get it to that point where. That's how I go with the music. Like, as soon as I hear that beat, I make sure that I know every in and out of that beat, and then how my verse is gonna fit.
Mm. What do you guys model yourselves after? Is there any specific rap groups or rappers individually that you each individually model yourself after, or is
like
it all
the, like the Locks? Yeah, I heard the Locks.
Yeah.
Sorry, y'all gave me a vibe of the Locks up in here.
See, the way we usually do is just like. We usually have our own favorite rappers, and our style usually, like, reflects off of that.
Okay. Yeah. Because with us, it's just, like, we have different styles. Like, when we approach a song, we each approach a song a different
way. That's important for a group. You don't want to sound all monotonous.
Yeah. Yeah.
You don't want
and the thing is,
throw,
like...
Throw the vibes differently,
Our different sounds, they correlate with one another. Mm-hmm. So now when we hit a beat, like, you can... Based off of our personalities itself, we can tell, like, how somebody is going to approach a beat and approach a topic. So, like, for instance, we have a song about, it's called 9 to 5. It's about working, like, you know, everyday struggle of working. And immediately, like, I'm attacking it with, like, yo, I work hard. I ain't got no time for breaks. I ain't got any of that. But James approaches it, and he's like, nah, this is for the people who ain't working weekends. You know? So it's just like, each one of our verses, we try to, we put our own personality in.
All right.
So now it appeals to people that go towards that type of personality.
Okay.
So that's how this group works.
So how are your, which, like, what are your favorite rappers by in, like, each person? Tell me, like, some of your role models in rap.
Yeah.
All right, so for me, I got to put J. Cole up there first.
All right, nice.
Solid. Fellow light-skinned
brother. Solid, J. Cole.
That's my dude. Andre 3000.
All right, DK.
That's solid.
Who else? Childish Gambino.
Gambi.
That's a fact. I fuck with, just as an artist, I fuck with Gambino Glover.
That's like my top three right there for me.
All right.
You want to go next? Or?
Yeah, top three.
Who your top three?
Like, for me, I want to say top three. If I had to make top three, I want to say I'm gonna put Tupac in there. All
right.
I'm gonna put Biggie.
All right.
And I'm,
if it helps, you can leave those two out because they're legends.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know,
and they died, so.
So you know what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna do Kendrick.
All right.
I'm
solid.
Also gonna say Andre 2000.
3K.
And then I'm also gonna say. I want to say Pharrell.
Slept on.
I fucking love Pharrell.
He's
bro.
A very underrated person.
Did you hear what he just did? He put in like a song that's supposed to come out 2117. Mm-hmm. Like he locked it in,
for
and that song,
that
song's supposed to come out 2117.
That's crazy.
Nah.
He legit did that. He locked it in. Like he said, this song is not supposed to drop until 2117. And I think he's gonna live to see it too.
Someone on Twitter said he's gonna look exactly the same.
Yeah.
He's a vampire.
Yeah, he just did that. What about you, my man?
All right, so if we're talking top three,
right.
You said rappers, right?
Yeah, take some time to think about it too.
Doesn't have to be top three best. It's your personal favorite.
My personal favorite. It switches so much. I definitely have to put Jay-Z up there.
All right, solid.
I definitely have to put Jay-Z up there.
It's over.
A lot of people sleep on him, but I'm putting Tyga in there too. A lot of people sleep
whoa.
On him. Whoa. I
never really listened Tiger, to
now,
like
Tiger
that.
Got some hits, though. I'm not he even going to lie. Yeah. He got some stuff.
And
he had a time.
Let me see. I would put Kendrick in there, too. But someone who's, like, musically overall is definitely Chris Brown. I'm putting Chris Brown
in. Chris Brown. Okay. All right.
And when he raps, it's a all different story, too.
I can't get over a 45 track.
It's neat, bro. Ryan been saying this for, like, the past 2 weeks. Yo, Ryan be texting me. Ryan was like, yo, as a man, you going to listen to a 45-song album.
That
he's
album
like, yo,
is heat.
Yo, and I'm trying to tell Ryan, like, it's
now.
Dope. I'm like,
and that's, here's another thing. You can do that when you have, like, 300 songs unheard by
like,
anybody.
Yo,
yeah,
Ryan,
that's like a commitment I'm making. As soon as I start the first one.
I'm going to say this right now, right? That fucking album
is amazing.
Yo, that album made me miss bitches I ain't even know.
Yeah, like, yo, it's amazing.
I don't need that in my life.
That's
the last thing I need.
Amazing, bro.
Yeah, that
Ryan, you need to listen to Heartbreak on a Full Moon, Ryan. Yeah, telling you. Don't even think about it's because Ryan think about the 45 songs. Yeah. Don't even think
stop
about
even,
it. Just
stop
let
thinking
it.
About that.
Just, I mean, there's songs I haven't even heard yet on the album. I just have my like my personal favorites, like Lost and Found, Privacy.
Bro, you in the beginning of the
album. Yeah. No. I got Hurt the Same on Me.
Okay.
Tell Me What to Do. I Love Her. That's my personal favorite. Though. I love a joint. This is me niggas that shit is hard. Yo, he got some hits on that album.
When I take my flight out to Europe, I'll listen to that shit. 10-hour flight.
Oh, yeah, you're gonna get through that album. Yeah,
but you know what we need to listen to? We gotta get into one of y'all tracks that, you know, y'all sent.
Wait, you had a point to make real quick?
Nah, I just wanted to say some of my favorite tracks off that album. Roses.
Oh, yeah, Roses Hard. Yeah.
Yo, man, Roses got a nigga in his feelings.
Yeah, Roses is hard.
I'm sorry.
That's not
Ryan, you gotta listen to it, Ryan. Come on, man.
That is a playlist. That's not even an album.
That's
a playlist.
Yes, it is.
You gotta listen to that.
But we definitely gotta get into y'all track. This is Drop. This is called by Biz and Homie.
Drop top with a song.
Quick.
Either Benz Range or a
drop
that ass, bitch. You know it's Biz and Harmony. Live fast and die young. Shit, as long as the money come. This grizz back up on the mic. Me and my niggas were born to win. Whack rappers, get out my sight. Living it up in this life of sin. Yeah, you know we had to do it again. Yeah, you know we had to do it again. Need a new drop top whip for the summer. Either a Benz Range or a Hummer. Back in this bitch like I never left. Brooklyn boys, we up in this thing. Wear my heart right up on my chest. Just to show y'all that I'm the best. That's right. Look, I said Brooklyn is where you find me. My city right behind me. Don't fuck around or try me. Don't make me have to catch a body. You know that I'm chill, girl, I am the illest. Girl, stop playing, I know that you feel it. Flipping these words like a lyrical gymnast. Both flexing the beat, girl, I am the fittest. Yeah, Bishop got the juice, but I got the sickness. Stand up, I got as my witness. Yeah, all these other whack rappers is finesse. I said that all these other whack rappers is finesse. They don't wanna see when. They don't wanna see when. They don't wanna see when. Just wait till I pull up in that new drive. Wait till I pull up in that new drive. Just wait till I pull up in that new drive. Wait till I pull up in that new drive. Just wait till I pull up in that new drive. They don't wanna see you when. They don't wanna see you win. They don't wanna see you win. Wait till Shorty make that ass drop. Shorty gon' make that ass drop. Wait till Shorty make that ass drop. Shorty gon' make that ass drop. Shorty gon' make that ass drop.
They don't wanna see you winning. Baby, I do. Come and show me how that thing move behind you. Go and drop it real fast like it's Side Dude.
Wait, whoa.
She said, can we make my fantasies come true?
Yeah.
Baby, you know no one else to do. Digit, can we make this digital? Then she start doing her dance. Got me in a trance. Medusa got me frozen with one glance. But I'ma take my chance. Cause who could do it better than me? We'll be up all night with no sleep. But you'll still think it's a dream. We're replaying scenes. Your mind runs a blank when I'm right in between them legs. You know that I'm hitting that spot cause you pulling every hair that's in my head. She a big girl now. She get huggy when she pull up in my bed. And we ain't gon' stop. Like a water ride, we gon' be soaking wet. I get the Gatorade, cause you gon' need to replace them electrolytes. I'ma have you sweating, we gon' reach all new heights. Speaking languages, you ain't even know you could speak. I told y'all that I'm a beast, that wasn't just lyrically.
They don't wanna see when. They don't wanna see when. They don't wanna see when. Just wait till I pull up in that new drive. Wait till I pull up in that new drive. Just wait till I pull up in that new drive. Wait till I pull up in that new drive. Just wait till I pull up in that new drive. They don't wanna see you win. They don't wanna see you win. They don't wanna see you win. Wait till Shorty make that ass drive. Shorty gon' make that ass drive. Wait till Shorty make that ass drive. Shorty gon' make that ass drive. Shorty gon' make that ass drive. Drop that ass, bitch. You know this a classic. All up in the club, and you know we causing havoc. All I drop is acid. All up in the attic. Cause your girl an addict. Ass so big, gotta grab it. Bouncing so damn fast. Shit, drop it like bad habits. Bring your friend too, cause Shorty claim that she a bad bitch. Well, both of y'all could pull up to the room and meet a savage. She the freaky type. She said, come here and toss this salad. I said, nah. Yeah, she frontin', she playin', she playin'. Yeah, I talk, but I don't talk shit, girl. You know what I'm saying. I came to see some ass shake, but Shorty low-key baited. What's the vibes for the night? Yo, bro, I'm hella faded. I got the juice, I got the sauce. You see the crew, and now you lost. I got the juice, I got the sauce. You see the crew, and now you lost. I got the juice, I got the sauce. You see the crew, and now you lost. I got the juice, I got the sauce. You see the crew, and now you lost. They don't wanna see when. They don't wanna see when. They don't wanna see when. Just wait till I pull up in that new drive. Wait till I pull up in that new drive. Just wait till I pull up in that new drive. Wait till I pull up in that new drive. Just wait till I pull up in that new drive. They don't wanna see you when. They don't wanna see you when. They don't wanna see you when. Wait till Shorty make that ass drive. Shorty gon' make that ass drive. Wait till Shorty make that ass drive. Shorty gon' make that ass drive. Shorty gon' make that ass drive.
You lost, I got the juice, the sauce, you see the crew, you lost, bitch. And that was Drop by Beards and Harmony. Tell us about that song, how you guys came up with the process of making that song and everything.
Yeah, so the process for that one, well, the process for that one was kind of crazy, honestly. Because when we first got the beat, we sat back, and we all looked at each other, we were like, nigga.
Yeah, this shit fire, man.
And then I made up a hook first,
mm-hmm.
which was, and it was like initially just like Drop.
Yeah.
And then we sat back and then we all started writing our verses.
Uh-huh.
And then because of like Jam, like at the end, his verse was so different that uh-huh. I switched the hook at the end. To say, like, you know, Shorty made that ass drop.
Oh, okay.
Because first, we're just talking about the new drop, like, you know, pulling up with a new drop, you know, stunting on motherfuckers in the summer. You know,
okay,
like,
okay.
You know, that's kind of what it is. It's like,
the song was actually, like, it was meant to be, when we first got it, it was meant to be, like, I don't know, a club song.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. And, like, we were supposed to talk about, like, strippers and shit. I only talk about what I know about, so I wasn't talking about that. So when we talk about, like, the concept of the song, like, Drop, it became, like, I heard Josh's verse. I loved his verse. And his was more like, yo, they don't want to see me winning, but I'm going to stun on these niggas when I pull up in this new drop top, right?
Yeah.
So I was like, okay, so we can make this about stunting on these niggas. And I was, like, stunting in a different way for me, which was basically, like, showing I got the girl that's going to do anything for me, you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like feeling
yeah.
like that man, you
yeah.
understand what I'm saying? And then you know you got
my verse that's just like, yo, shake that ass. That's the simple part of it. Like, I don't eat ass. I don't talk shit. You feel me? Shake that ass. That's it.
You got no metaphor in there. He said,
no
shake that ass.
To the point. That's the first line. And even when we performed it like at a, like it was Club Love.
Yeah.
Club Love.
You know, Club Lust is like right there next
yeah.
door.
Yeah.
And some of the strippers was walking in. I was like, yo, where the dance is at? Come on. I want to perform right now. My girl about to come on. Some ass shit. I saw like one in the corner. She thought she was low. I saw her. She wasn't hiding. She was like, I'm not trying to get no tips right now. Wait till I start working. I was like, after the show.
That's dope. That's dope. How do you guys usually, you just have to hear the beat first before, or
yeah,
you guys
definitely.
Just write in your free time too?
Both. A little bit of both. But with this song specifically, we heard the song.
Mm-hmm.
He came up with the chorus. Grizz came up with the chorus. And literally, we all had everything together in, like, the same day.
Yeah, I can't just, like, write. Like, I can just write, like, a verse, but I can't do that anymore. Mainly because, like, when I do that, I get set to a certain flow. So then it becomes like, yo, I have to find a beat that matches this flow.
Okay.
You understand
what I'm saying? Right,
I much rather find the beat and write to the beat than the opposite way around. Because it's so much harder to either find a beat or find somebody who can make a beat that sounds like, yo, I want it to sound exactly like this.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying?
Mm.
So, I definitely, like, I have a bunch of unused verses, unused lines, because I can't find anything to go with them. So it's either like, yo, I'm going to just scrap this and just build something new from it, or it's just going to sit in here.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So
that's the next thing I appreciate, that all three of us, we all have our own different writing process when it comes to this.
Mm. Yeah. What about yours?
Like, my writing process is, like, most of the time, because, like I said before, like, we usually, like, used to freestyle all the time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, to this day, like, I still freestyle in my free time. Like, I might just be walking around the house, and I'll just start just mumbling some shit to myself.
Spam bars.
Like, just randomly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then sometimes I might say something like, ooh, actually, I like what I just said there. I'll write it down. And then if I find a beat, then I build upon that.
Oh,
okay. I go through my notes, and I'm like, okay, yeah, I remember that line I said. I remember how I flowed it. Now I might switch it up. Like, that's something I do too a lot. I like to switch my flow up a lot when it comes to, like, certain, like depending on what we're rapping about or the beat, it brings out something new in me. So that's what I do sometimes.
Like I'm sorry, guys. We trying to just turn up the light.
I'm gonna tell y'all this now. I don't off the dome. I can't do that shit for.
Oh, you can't rap. Oh, you can't go
not
acapella.
Off the dome. Acapella. That's fine. I meant like.
Like freestyle
off
okay.
the dome,
okay.
nah, because it's, I guess it's a mental thing. Like, I write and I take so much pride in my writing,
okay,
and the process that I go through with the writing. So it's just like, I refuse to sound like retarded
okay.
off the dome. Although sometimes, like, some of my best lines come from me just walking down the street and it just pop up in my head and I just have to write it down real quick.
That's like me with the crowd work. I usually don't, like, especially when I was beginning, I wouldn't go on stage and just try to talk to the crowd, and I still don't, because I might not find something funny there. Whereas I know I got this joke that works. I just want to get to this joke. And someone could try to talk to me and shit, but I'm trying to get to the joke because I know what's written is works. I'm not going to fucking spark a conversation with you and then end up looking stupid.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes that shit's fun. Like, and you even get a new joke out of that, just like when you spark a new line or so, when you're just thinking shit.
Yeah, when you stop in the street, because I eat comedians too, so it's like sometimes I get the same thing. Like, you just walk in the street, you think about something. You quickly, like, go to your phone and be like, nah, I got to remember this because you don't want to forget it. Because
it used to be, like, I wasn't doing that fast enough, and I would just lose it. And I would be so
and you'd be
pissed
so
off
mad. You'd be like,
So it's either, like, I'll sit down and record myself using, like, the voice note, or I'll just write it down extremely quickly. Like, I'll recite it to myself over and over again and just write it down as fast as I can because I'm not trying to lose that metaphor.
I'll be up at 2 a.m. I'm like, oh, that's a good line. And then I'll be like, I'll remember that shit in the morning. And I wake up, and I remember the fact that I thought I'd remember it, and that's it.
Yeah.
That entire line is gone.
See, for me, I freestyle, like, off the top of the dome constantly. Like, I practice it because I, like, that's how I write. Like, I'll freestyle in my head, and I'll write it down. I'll just keep going over it till I remember it.
Mm-hmm.
But I write too, like, without, like, just trying to freestyle, because I'm confident in my ability to freestyle off of, like, a random beat I hear.
Uh-huh.
I do it all the time. That's how I got it started. Like, we all linked up from just listening to beats. I was like, yo, y'all got something for this?
Mm. Like, honestly, honestly, because, like, with Jam, like, he's, like, the one that will just freestyle whenever, and he'll just go the longest freestyling. Like, mind you, he'll say the same thing over and over, but he will continue saying it. He will continue freestyling until he got no breath in him. Like, honestly.
So, that's dope. Yeah. We got another song from y'all. It's called TYS. Yeah.
TYS, Talk Yo Shit.
Oh, Talk Yo Shit.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we about to hear this shit. They about to talk right now on this track right here. And we get back to y'all.
I know what time it is, nigga. It's time to talk that shit. It's for everybody out there. Everybody out there, oh, we gotta talk some shit. So let's talk that shit. You feel me? T-Y-S. Talk your shit. Yeah. You about to talk our shit real quick. Y'all know who it is.
This is the Harmony.
Talk your shit.
Setting off a blaze when we touch a beat. We them boys now, we run the streets. Summer all year round, we provide the heat. Nothing but greatness, gotta keep us on repeat. This is more than a humble boast. Way more than a humble boast. This is more than a humble boast. Way more.
Talk your shit.
My style is authentic. They all frauds, selling off what they rented. They mad, but honesty's the best policy. So it's not my fault if she keeps eyeing me. I must be vising, cause she fiending just to see. Me killing the cat, I blame my curiosity. Hot like New York, someone's boiling up like me. I'm a master locksmith, giving Khaled all his keys. Snapchat logo, I'm going ghost. Like Danny Phantom, you Timmy's doing the most. That's Timmy Turner, you just wishing you and me. Never worried about a burn, I'm the one providing heat. Cause when the pen hit the pad, then I'm waking up a beast. Actually like opening my phone notes. Keep a fan by my phone, I'm increasing all his heat. And I'm providing all your gram quotes.
Talk your shit.
Setting off a blaze when we touch a beat. We them boys now, we run the streets. Summer all year round, we provide the heat. Nothing but greatness, gotta keep us on repeat. This is more than a humble boast. Way more than a humble boast. This is more than a humble boast. Way more.
My shit, I walk my line, can't step to me, I'm on my path, don't got no time, I'm on my grind, the way I move, they love my mind, they love the hate, I love the shine, thoughts are reality, reaching a higher spirituality, got my mind moving down different routes, it's a battle, see, when they tell you go to college to get that nice salary, but most of the time, they just going past you an hourly. But success will be mine. I don't run all day time. I'm straight action, no words. They like to call me a mom. The way I step, don't wave no tech. My words protect. This line been blessed. That's called the king move. When I talk my shit, that's when the people groove. Cause they love this shit. That's when they all say, ooh. Yeah, my shit is dope. Poetic lines. These the verses that you love.
Talk your shit.
Setting off a blaze when we touch a beat. We them boys now. We run the streets. Summer all year round. We provide the heat. Nothing but greatness. Gotta keep us on repeat. This is more than a humble boast. Way more than a humble boast. This is more than a humble boast. Way more.
Yo shit.
Yeah. I'm looking for shorty over there. The one with the banging body and the curly hair. When it comes to her, man, nobody can compare. I told her stop playing and just bring it over here. It's cover season, girl. Lust is all up in the air. Hands on your body while I smack you on your derriere. Yeah. Before I beat that kitty up, your boy gotta stop and stare. That pussy mine, girl, you know I don't like to share. Now, let me talk my shit, and I'ma keep talking till y'all get tired of it. It's the king of this rap shit, y'all can call me Sire. My team elite, nigga, yeah, we bring that fire. I don't talk shit, boy, I just drop facts. Like Flex, boy, he gon' drop a bomb on that track. Yeah, he gon' drop a bomb on this shit. And you can quote me on that, bitch.
And that was
a hot track, bro.
Fire track, man. That was Biz and Harmony, T-Y-S, talk your shit. I really like that song, man.
Yeah, I fuck with that song heavy.
Made me want to spit. It did. I'm not even lying. I like the beat. I like the beat, man. I like the beat. That song was dope.
Are you guys interested in producing? Or have you produced these tracks? Or usually cobble?
Like, we haven't produced some any tracks, but like we've been sitting down, like we've been thinking about, like, you know, we want to learn more about like producing, so we can make certain beats. It's like. Sometimes, like, you can find a beat, but it's like you want to be like, oh, you know, I want to add something to that.
Yeah.
But you don't know, like, the terminology to do it. So it's like.
That's always the shit I was most interested in was, like, because I was a big Kanye guy.
Yeah.
The making Pharrell, like, fucking, even Tyler, the Creator, they just be making beats. I'm that shit. Because you have your own, like, you can hear it, and you'd be like, oh, that's a Tyler beat. Or I hear some Pharrell shit with lasers in it. I'm like, oh, that's Pharrell.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you know, and that's that shit I love. But those are some hot tracks, dude. I fuck with it. Guys, give the people your social media accounts.
Yes.
All right. So basically, we have a group. We have a group Instagram, and it's called Beards in Harmony. So that's BEARDSINHARMONY. Beards in Harmony. So you can, Beards in Harmony. And then we also have our own separate socials. So this is Grizz, but my other social is Josh_ToTheRescue. So that's JOSH_TORESCUE. So yeah. So shout yours out.
All right. My Instagram page is a art page.
So my Instagram page is called DJR151. Literally, how it's spelled, DJR151.
Now see me. My name is my name. You feel me?
My name is my name.
Catch me on social media, Jam Light. It's just how it sounds, JAMLITE, Jam Light. And you can catch me on Twitter, too, Green Godliness.
The Bids and Harmony page is also on Twitter.
Yes, we have
Bids and Harmony.
Bids and Harmony on all social media outlets. Even on Facebook, we got a page, Bids and Harmony. We update it pretty often. You can find the performances we do, new drops that we making, what's coming up next. If you're trying to find out what's happening, stay tuned to that page.
Those two songs you just heard are from our latest project. It's a mixtape called November. You can find that on all streaming, all major streaming.
Okay. Mm.
So that's Tidal, that's Apple Music, that's Spotify. We just got iHeartRadio. Yep.
We getting them white people to listen. I'm just
remember though, Bids and Harmony, November.
November. You guys got any performances coming up soon or projects like shows? Dropping on
any
the way?
Any shows?
Like not just yet, but we are we're always searching for new stuff. Always searching for new
okay.
shows.
All right.
We have one coming up. We had to cancel one, though. We had some obligations and responsibilities to handle.
All right.
I'll pay child support.
No children over here.
Family court. We got
no children over here.
Baby mama don't know how to act. All
right, stop it.
Any new projects coming out, or is that how
that's
recent was
that?
We got a little thing coming. It's called the Beard Mix.
The Beard Mix.
Yeah, we're
going to
remix some songs. Yeah. Some of them songs, those beats needed justice done to them, so we're going
to... about to beat the beat.
No shade, but that Young M.A. song, Walk?
Uh-huh.
Son.
I don't know.
I don't know what she was doing to that beat.
I didn't listen to it.
Yeah, Beard Mix is coming out to that. We're going to send some fire to that shit.
All right.
And then also,
better watch
Hood.
Out. She got the 8-inch in the closet, man. You don't want to get beat. You don't want to get beat with a dildo on the street, is what I'm saying.
No parts. No parts.
Yo, she's trying to sword fight you. What's up?
All right, it's funny as hell. Whoa.
I ain't messing with no girl that can make that thing deep throw.
A fucking dyke pull out a dildo. Oh, shit.
She make me weak when she deep throw. Wow.
Yo, it's a problem, though. What if Shorty asks for more? You don't have more. You won't put out a bigger one. What happens? It can't be done.
Jesus.
Listen, she go in the closet. She'll get more. She'll find more.
I'll fight a bitch if she pull a dildo out her closet. What the hell?
She don't catch that face.
What the fuck is you doing with that shit? Put that shit back.
I think cops should carry that. Hell
yeah. We definitely got some more music.
All right, dope, for sure, dude. It was a pleasure having you guys.
Yes,
studio,
it was a
man.
Certain pleasure having Beers and Harmony here. Y'all niggas' energy is aqua as fuck. Yeah, y'all should have, y'all some good souls, man. Y'all have great music, great body of music, and you guys are real passionate about the music. I like it when artists are real passionate about their stuff. Like, y'all don't just be chatting gibberish. Like, even, the transition, y'all be waving the beats and everything. So, that's real dope, man.
That's fine. I'm definitely checking out the November project.
Yes, I got it. Yeah.
Spotify,
Tidal, iTunes, y'all said?
Yeah.
All over? Do y'all got videos on YouTube, too? No?
Not yet.
No, wait.
The mixtape's on YouTube? Okay.
Oh,
okay.
Dope.
So, make sure I check that out, man. But it's been a pleasure, having you guys in the studio. So,
I like being here.
We definitely gotta have y'all back when y'all get a next project and stuff like that, for sure. So, stay in contact and make sure y'all follow us back on Instagram individual.
I'm gonna hit you guys up. I got a project coming out, this little web series I'm making. I'm gonna hit you guys up because sometimes you need to outro on a hot song.
Yeah, yeah.
You need a hot song sometimes in the middle of the project. So,
yeah, dope
hit you
beat.
Guys up for sure.
Yeah, yeah. Gotcha.
We start that mixtape with fire.
And that was Beards in Harmony, Ryan.
Yes, that was.
Yes, Beards in Harmony, brother.
Would you look at me like that?
Because I like good artists, man. I like when artists come up in here and they drop some fire tracks on us and stuff like that we could play on the show and everything.
Shit, I'm definitely gonna follow them on social media.
Yeah, I just follow both of them too.
Find some shit out. They come here. I'm going to pull a Charlemagne. Already just starts to ask him mad personal questions.
Yo, how was Thanksgiving, Ryan?
Thanksgiving was cool. I went over to South Jersey.
Okay.
Went to visit the rest of the family.
Okay.
And my uncle cooked. My uncle and my aunt made all the food. And he knows I fuck with his mac and cheese because he's black. So, you know, that's just how they make it.
Okay.
It's banging, bro. Puerto Ricans don't make mac and cheese like that. He's like half, so he gave me a whole fucking tray to myself.
Yeah.
And I was out there slanging those bricks, bro. Selling bricks of mac.
Like, hey, man, yo, man, I got a mac and cheese right here. Yo, get yourself a plate. Come get this mac and cheese, yo. That's what you was doing. For Thanksgiving, I was, where was I? I was hanging out with my friends. So I didn't want to, like this year I want to do something different. Cause I'm always with my family and stuff like that. So my friends invited me to dinner. Bought them some Haitian patties.
So you had a Friendsgiving?
Yeah, a little Friendsgiving. Right, but I got in trouble because I was supposed to come. I told my family I was going to come back, and, like, they was waiting for me. They was waiting for me. And they called up my phone. They're like, yo, where is this dude? And stuff like that. And, like, I got home at, like, I think, like, 1 in the morning. My mom was upset. Yeah. My mom was looking at me like, you know, like, when your mom give you that side eye like that.
Yeah.
That, like, you ain't shit.
Yeah.
Like, your punk ass gonna come in here at 1 o'clock when your ass is supposed to be here by 8. And now you think everything is all cool, everything's all sweet. The bad thing about it, my food fell on the floor too.
Oh shit.
Yeah. I had some barbecue chicken and shit like that fell on the floor. And I was hungry. Man. I tried to eat light at my friend's house so I could go home and really eat my food. And then I got home, my mom was like, oh, it fell on the floor. I was like, I thought they was playing. But they was real serious. And I was pissed, bro.
They threw it on the floor.
I was fucking upset. I believe they threw it on the floor. They probably did.
They definitely did. I'm afraid of that. Like, getting a girl and having to decide who gets to eat at which Thanksgiving first.
What, at a girl house?
Yeah, it's either at her house or my house, or you can't be like, I'm gonna eat at my house. You eat at your house.
Yeah, that's too much traveling. It gotta be like one house. I got into that with my mom the other day too. I was telling like if I had like a controlling girlfriend. Cause like in my family, like there's like, you know, we have special dishes and stuff like that. So I wouldn't want a girlfriend who'd be like, oh, my man, not gonna eat pork and shit like that. Cause my family will fire her ass up. Like, they'd be like, who the fuck is you coming in?
Yo,
here
I tried
about,
to tell my family that I didn't want to eat pork anymore, and I didn't hear the end of it. All they cooked was pork from then on. It was pernil after pernil. I was like, yo, that's a fucking.
They forced you to eat that shit.
So, yeah, so as you were saying.
Yeah, it's just like me and my mom got into it. She was just like, you know, ain't no woman going to come in here. That's the thing, too. Like, imagine, and then, like your girl has an obligation. Like, everybody going to be looking at her in the family, too. Like, does she get up to go get you a plate? Or does your mom get up to go get you a plate? You
know I get my own plates now. Because I'm tired of, like, I skip the line. I'm the first one in line. I get my plate.
Fat ass.
And my mom be looking at me like, yo, you got a plate? And I'm like, yeah, I picked that shit up myself.
Yo, Ryan, fat as hell. First in line.
I skip all the kids. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
Child of God. But that's how, like, fucking, that's what, like, I don't want to, like, have to go to her house first. But I also don't want her to come to my house. Because I don't know how my family's going to react.
Yeah, you don't want to see a roach crawling around your house. Something like
Hell no.
Oh my goodness.
That'll be tight, because then that means the roach has been there. But
yeah.
It only came out that when she decided to come over.
Roaches are disrespectful as shit, bruh. What the hell? I'll be mad as fuck. I'll be so mad. She won't even want to eat the food no more. She'll be like, ew.
Yeah.
You have roaches in your house. I don't want to eat your food no more. Come out the turkey.
I was with my ex like how many years ago? Was that like a year and some change ago? Mm-hmm. Back when I got bed bugs from my high school.
Uh-huh.
And I didn't tell her shit about that. No, that's a secret. I ain't gonna tell you about those bed bugs.
Wait, you let her lay in your bed?
Nah, I wasn't like that.
She was getting shot up?
Nah, she didn't really fuck around in my house that often. Because my house was, I never have OC. But I had them. And that shit, man. Yeah. That shit'll fuck you up.
And just to get just to put that out there, just because you have bed bugs, it don't mean you dirty.
That's a fact. I've been saying this. It means that the person that gave them to you was dirty.
All right. That's what it really
means.
It don't mean
herpes
you dirty.
Applies too.
Yeah.
You know? You got herpes, doesn't mean you're dirty.
You know, just because you got roaches don't mean you dirty. You got the cleanest house in the world, but a couple roaches be crawling around. and stuff like that. So it don't
don't mean nothing.
Yeah, it don't mean nothing. Just because you have a few rats in your house, it don't mean you dirty. Let's just put that out there.
I have one under my floorboards, bro, in my apartment building, under my floorboards, scratching, trying to get through. And I don't know what to do about that.
Oh, my goodness. We got to get into this track here. It's Jennifer Pick Up Line. She look fine as hell. All
right.
I want to thank everybody for coming out tonight. You could have been anywhere else in the world, but you're here with me. Pardon my interjection. Oh, yeah. But you so bad, you stopped the intersection. Oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah. You so interesting. Oh yeah. And I got time, I'm looking to invest in you, my dear, oh yeah. I'm not trying to waste no time, but you so fine.
Yeah, Jennifer Pick Up Line. Shouts out to her. I really like that song.
Facts. Let's get into this. What was it? Naya
Rivera and her crazy ass.
What? She has to be Puerto Rican.
She gotta be.
And Puerto Rican? So, no, she has to be Dominican and Puerto Rican.
Even if so, man, I like crazy girls like that, man. Love a crazy girl. Like, give me a black guy. Stab me in my knee with a fork.
You're talking about the girl from A Thin Line Between Love and Hate?
Hit me with a zucchini. Grab a zucchini and hit me with a zucchini every now and then or something like that.
That's a little much.
Nah, but she really just to hear about the story, she really beat. Nah, he charged. What he called the cops on her because he was
charged with was it battery?
Yeah.
But so, let's give some in case no one knows who she is. She was set to be married to Big Sean, and then she broke the wedding 3 months before, and then she got with somebody and married that new guy on the same day that she was supposed to marry Big Sean.
Slut,
And then Big Sean wrote, "I Don't Fuck With You."
Yeah.
Which I thought was about Ariana Grande, which was a very aggressive way.
And I was like, why Big Sean dating Ariana Grande in the first place? She looked kind of young. I thought Ariana Grande was like 14 when he started going out
with her. What's she like, 22, 23?
That's a lie. She probably like...
Big Sean look old as hell.
Big Sean look 40, and then she looked like... Big Sean. She fresh off like Nickelodeon.
Big Sean got an old man's hairline.
What show was she on Nickelodeon? Victorious? Yeah. She was on Victorious.
That's a fact. But, I mean, and so Sean knew she was crazy. Sean responded on Twitter.
She got the fuck out of there.
And she got the fuck out of there.
She did? What, she broke
up? She left him.
Oh, she left him.
She canceled the wedding and then got married on the wedding day to someone else.
Wow, slut. That means she was probably... If she did that, she was already fucking with the other dude then. She had to be already fucking with the other dude.
Or she already gave out all the invites. And her family was like, well, you're fucking having it.
Yeah, well, you're having the shit. Because, hey,
you better have it with
somebody. Done told everybody across seas you doing this shit. They already booked their tickets. We can't cancel this shit now.
That's a fact.
You marrying somebody.
But I was saying, that this is like this culture we have now where women and, I don't know, I don't see this in men. Maybe it's because, I don't know, I don't look for it. But women say, they do this thing where they try to make people put up with their attitude.
Yeah.
And I think that's like a mental illness, isn't it? Trying to make somebody think that to put up with your craziness, that's fucked. Like, you should nip that shit in the bud as soon as you can. That's how you get punched in the eye.
Well, I hope they make her like the face of domestic violence for women, just as they do for Chris Brown. Because, like, they make Chris Brown, like, everywhere Chris Brown goes, they talk about that. So I hope wherever she goes, they bring that shit up.
Listen,
the same
exact
way.
She ain't packing the same punch and power
everywhere
as Chris
goes.
Brown. Ain't no way that white dude came out of that argument looking like Rihanna did.
Nah, she walked in the, she did, if you saw the video, she walked inside the precinct, like this was regular. She was just like, okay, judge, all right, yeah, I whooped his ass. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Whether if it's a man... If it's a man, you know, they bashing him until he dies. And then it's like a woman does it, and she just like...
I didn't even...
You know?
After Rihanna dropped S&M, I was kind of like, maybe she's into that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe she likes a little
like,
punch in the eye.
Hello, she's West Indian, bro. She like being slapped around a little bit. What the hell? Where's she from? She Bayesian? Them Bayesian women like being like slapped around a little bit, punched in the eye a little bit.
Probably. I don't know. I just feel like... No one should have to put up with crazy shit like that.
Yeah, crazy women, but they have the best pussy. This is what I was trying to tell you.
I said you wild.
They got the best
that.
Pussy. Top of the line, Ryan. I'm telling you, top of the line vagina right there. She went to jail. You know how, that just, like, her pussy just went up, like, 3 million points right there. Like,
nah.
She was at 100 points. Now she went to jail.
You ever watch Orange is the New Black?
No.
Her shit getting wrecked.
Damn.
With fingers in it. Mm-mm. Just mad, dirty, crusty, scratching the wall fingers.
Nah. I'm telling you, her vagina is going to be amazing when she come out of jail. Like, her vagina was amazing before she went to jail. Now she in jail when she come out? Damn.
I don't know. I had a girl with an attitude, and that shit was all right.
What, the vagina was trash?
It smelled like trash, is what I'm saying.
Oh, no.
It was like the bad energy she kept in her heart.
Ooh.
Traveled all...
Hey, what was that?
Sound like Dave Chappelle. Oh, God. Oh.
What is that?
I feel like the attitude adds to the smell.
Oh, thank God I never dated a girl with a smelly vagina. You know how I like to do?
When a girl comes to my house. The thing about them, you don't know who it is. You think you can point them out, but you can't.
What, smelly vaginas?
Like, if I put this girl in a lineup, she would be the last one you pick to have the smelly vagina.
No, what I do is, like, if they come to the house and she got to go to the bathroom, she got to get out. That means your vagina stink. You got to go double check.
What if she does?
No. When we about to do it, she go in the bathroom. She be like, wait, I'm going to go to the bathroom real quick. She didn't go to the bathroom to pee. She went to the bathroom to see if it stink because she knows what's about to happen. So as soon as she come out, you just already have her stuff. You be like, nah, we got to do this another time. Because if you knew what it was, you would have came here with it smelling fresh. You see what I'm saying? You wouldn't have to go double check in the bathroom.
But the worst part is I went to her house.
Oh.
And she had hours of preparation time.
Okay. See, that's different because the shower right there.
She coming into the game time without having warmed up. She didn't even got her sneakers on.
Oh.
She walking in with dress shoes.
But her shower right there, so you could just...
Yeah, that's why I was upset.
You go smell you. Oh. All right, yo, go to your shower. You got to go to the shower real quick.
That's what I'm going to do. I made this move. It's called... Did I tell you about the sniff and dip?
Huh?
Sniff and dip. It's when a girl with an attitude who thinks she's better than you, right?
Mm-hmm.
She trying to, like, let's say you find out a girl's trying to play you out. Mm-hmm. All you gotta do is you pretend like you're gonna go down on her,
mm-hmm.
and you sniff,
and then you like,
and you put your shirt back on, and you just leave. You don't say nothing.
I gotta go. I'll see you later. we talk later. That
would
be bad.
Yeah, and then you know what? She's gonna be questioning for the rest of her life whether her shit stink or not.
She can't ask nobody. Bro,
she gonna be calling
her friends.
Like, yo, this my
this nigga left my house. I think my pussy stink, bitch. Like,
they could come over like, nah, it smells fine to me. That shit.
Bitch, put your leg on top of the table. Let me smell.
That shit. Yeah, I'm telling you, she's playing you out. That's how you get her back. Sniff and dip.
Thank God I never had a girl with her vagina stink. I had this one girl I tried to, like, eat her out, and then, like, I took a lick, and then that shit was bad. Like, it was a bad lick.
Wait, like, what? You mean you missed?
Yeah, I'm going to just put this out here. It was a bad lick. You know, I always put some random shit. All right, so, like, she had a thing up, so I took one lick, and I was like, I was like, why it tastes like that? And it tastes like that before. She's like, what do you mean? I'm like, do you not shower or something? Like, it was just a bad taste.
Nah, when I went over, bro, it was like the first time we got legit about shit.
It tastes like a condom.
It was like the worst it smelled. And then every time after that, it smelled bad, but not as worse.
Mm. Man, that shit tastes like a condom. I don't know if you ever, like,
what?
If you ever hit, you never hit a girl with a condom on, and like after you, like, you come out, you eat it or something. And then, like, you taste the condom on the vagina.
I thought you meant eat the condom.
Nah. You taste the vagina on the condom, which is not safe anyway. Because, like, you use the condom for protection, right? But you done ate the disease.
Yeah,
you see what I'm saying?
Yeah, that was. Why would you do that?
I just think now. I was like, yo, I'm gonna eat it. So I ate it. It tastes like the condom. That's why I thought she was cheating. I was like, she probably had sex, like, right before this shit. Now I done ate a whole nigga's shit on her vagina. That shit was fucked up that day, bro. I didn't want to talk to
that. That was a stupid move.
I was calling
move.
My mans. I was like, yo, I'm in some shit, bro. That shit was bad.
Yo, it smelled the worst, like, the first time we got legit. And then every time it smelled bad, but it didn't smell as bad. And mind you, this was, like, my first couple times. So, like, she set the standard for bad so high that everything that fell under that, I was like, yo, this is fine. This is probably what normal vagina smells like. But then I remember I was going down, and before I even got there.
What does vagina smell like?
The thought of it made me gag, and I thought I was gay.
Oh, no.
Because I gagged before I even got there.
Oh, Ryan. Like, oh, you gagged on vagina.
Before
That's
I even
what you
got
did?
There.
Is that what you did? Don't tell me you did
no,
that.
This is what happened.
That's what you did?
I was going, right? And then I said.
He was like.
I made no sound.
You made a sound.
I made no sound.
You had to make a sound.
I felt it come up in my mouth, and I had to swallow it.
He was
back.
Like.
That shit got me. That shit.
Oh, my goodness.
That shit got me so upset, man. Because you can't tell. You really.
Oh,
I think it was all her diet, though. I don't know.
That
I probably should have told her.
I'm tired of women thinking if they eat enough, like, fruits, their vagina gonna taste like the fruit. Stop believing in that shit.
Nah, this girl worked at McDonald's, so she ate McDonald's shit.
Yeah, so.
And it smelled like
gonna,
McDonald's.
Yeah, gonna taste like a McNugget. Your vagina
no.
gonna taste like a McNugget.
It did not taste like a McNugget.
a double burger or whatever they be serving at McDonald's. That's just nasty. I had a girl tell me that, oh, I remember one time I was talking to this girl and she was like, oh, you know, I eat a lot of
pineapple?
Fruits and strawberries and pineapples, so, like, I think my vagina tastes fruity. I'm like, no, it doesn't. women be believing in that shit.
I don't know, man.
Like, what the fuck does a fruit have to do with how your vagina tastes?
It's like your sweat. Like, you know, your body leaks out the shit that's inside your body. Mm. Your body's like a car.
So, but does it taste like pineapples, though? Have anybody ever ate pussy and taste like pineapples?
No, that shit tastes like vagina.
Okay. All right. I'll rest my case then.
He said it was sweeter. it will never taste like the pineapple.
Because,
you know, that's not how, you know, vagina is supposed to taste. If a vagina tasted purely like pineapple, you'd have to marry her.
Yeah. You'd have to marry her.
Because that means, I don't know what that means. It means, I don't know. She's, I don't know, like an avatar?
She's sweet. She's sweet.
But do you think Naya's tasted like pineapple?
I don't know. Naya's crazy, though. Like, she's crazy and fine. She looks good. You can't even lie.
She got crooked eyes.
She looks good, man.
She got crazy woman
so,
eyes. One eye is bigger than the other eye.
So, just like, you could probably imagine. You could probably imagine, like, Wait, hold on, hold on, hold on. We got Shot De Niro. She said, I ate some pineapple pussy today. Whoa. Huh? He ate it? He ate some pineapple pussy today. He said, oh. Wait, hold on. If you... All right, Destiny from Project Baby Radio, okay, she said, if you eat good food, your lady parts will be amazing.
Yeah, oh. Yeah, because that shit is all, it's mad sensitive.
Okay, Des, okay, all right, Destiny had to clear that up. So, all right, well, does that work for niggas, though?
I've heard that.
If we eat eggplants, will our shit magically grow into an eggplant?
A friend,
Does that happen?
My friend told me that, that she didn't mind swallowing this dude's shit because he ate better and he was a health. He worked out a
Wait,
lot.
Swallowing what shit?
No.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah. She swallowed the low. She didn't mind it because he works out and he eats right, so it didn't taste as bad.
So she just wanted to just drink a full cup of it.
No, she didn't want. Just,
get some protein.
Put a raw egg in that shit.
She wanted to get some protein. Hey, shouts out to all the women getting the right protein, all right? Good protein.
That shit, I had a girl tell me that she made the case for that shit being good for your face. And yes, that is proven.
Yeah, acne,
But don't tell me that. Don't tell me that. We didn't even establish a relationship. You're like, yeah, no, but cum's great for the face. I was like, bitch, I don't want to hear about how much cum you put on your face.
You see, now Des getting on it. She's like, niggas love coming to the crib with smelly balls. My balls don't stink, first of all.
I used to run to my ex's crib. So my balls, they were musty indeed.
My balls fresh. Nice and heated.
What do my balls need to be fresh for?
Huh?
Why do my balls need to be fresh?
They need to be fresh.
I look fresh on the outside. My balls suffer because I got these jeans on.
You had difficulty reading my comment, brother. We need to break it down. Nah, we don't need you to break it down, brother. You said Shorty put the pineapples in her box before it went down.
She put actual pineapples in. You know,
pineapples
that,
in her vagina.
That eats away at the vagina, doesn't it?
Because pineapples. That's nasty as shit. What the fuck? You might as well just shove Nair inside your vagina. That's nasty as fuck. You going to put some fucking pineapple in your pussy.
What do you think about that grapefruit shit?
Hey, I need to try that. Yo, my lady, if you listen to this, get yourself a grapefruit. We're gonna need to experiment some things.
I feel like I need to buy a grapefruit and eat it first before I can have sex with it.
You need the right woman with the grapefruit mentality. You need the right girl who's willing to do it. There's not really girls that's
gonna
try it.
You can just grapefruit yourself.
Nah, Ryan, come on. Nah, Ryan's out of control. Might as well buy a pocket pussy. So what was that with the pocket pussy?
I can't buy a pocket pussy.
But you rather use a grapefruit?
No, it has nothing to do with the pocket pussy. It has everything to do with the UPS
guy.
You don't
use a cold grapefruit and masturbate. What the kind of shit is going on here?
UPS guy is going to deliver the package to whoever opens the door.
What shit is going on here? You're going to use a grapefruit.
He said, hey, man. Exactly. He's going to pull up to my mom and my dad, my landlord and shit. And be like, hey, you know Ryan Roman? Yeah,
I hope Ryan's parents catch him beating off with a grapefruit in his room.
Why is there a grapefruit skin in the bathroom?
Wasting all the damn grapefruits.
Which one am I reading?
What the fuck?
Destiny said, come on, if your ball's fresh, that hair going to be A1. Help me help you. Ryan out the pocket. Listen, man. Listen. My balls are as fresh as they need. If I'm walking to your crib, expect my balls to be a little musty. I'm not going to put deodorant on my balls.
Balls get naturally musty. You got two balls under some shit in between legs. Of course. Like, you know, it don't got no air. Like, there's nothing under there.
Exactly. I can't pull off like, women can wear a dress and get, you know, a breeze going on.
Yeah, a good breeze. We got jeans on. You're not going to see us with some damn, like, a skirt on. If we got a skirt on, maybe our balls get some air.
Yeah, it's not like I'm pulling up with sweat stains under each ball. I'm pulling up just how I come. I'm not going to go into your shower or your sink and wash my balls. This shit will be offensive to everybody.
You use people washcloth, right, when you go to people's house to wipe your hands?
I use the hand towel, yeah. Oh, okay. That shit, it feels weird to walk out with wet hands. Because everyone asks that stupid question. Like, oh, did you pee your hands? Why the fuck would I shake your hands? Who are you?
Damn. Well, we got 2 minutes left, and Ryan, what you got going on? this week?
I got I'm at the Stress Factory Comedy Club over in New Brunswick.
Yes.
Tuesday at 8 p.m. I'm going to Canada soon for some shows. You know, man's is marved. I'm gonna start using Canadian slang.
Mm.
That's how it is out here. I'm gonna be Drake from now on. Mm. And then I got this web series coming out that I haven't really been talking to people about, only my closest friends.
Mm-hmm.
I wrote the first episode. I'm trying to get the rest up. I want to have at least 10 episodes in the first season.
Okay.
Shout out to my man, John Floresca. He's a union cameraman. He's going to help me film it. He got a camera. He wanted to help me out.
Yes.
And we're having lunch. We're going to talk about logistics and shit. I want to get this shit out there. It's called Grown Ass Kid. It's probably going to be on YouTube and Facebook and all that shit. I want this shit
dope.
To be popping, man.
Yeah, it's gonna
and
be dope.
I hope Chance doesn't sue me because I'm using Chance's song
in
the intro and the outro for the first
no.
episode. Because this shit's usually free. So I'm a fuck with Chance. And his song is called Grown Ass Kid. It gave me the idea for the title and it fit like the series perfectly.
Okay.
What you got going on?
Well, other than I'm about to finish up my semester, so that means I'm about to get back on to shows. I missed the stage. So December 13th, I'm making my. You know, I'm coming back into the game, and I don't ever want to leave, so.
That's a fact.
And going into 2018, we got some festivals that we're going to do and all that other stuff, so.
Oh, yeah, for the DC Comedy Festival. Yeah. Hopefully, we get into that.
Yeah, hopefully, and we rock out.
Represent, yeah, I want to go to DC, too.
Yeah.
All right, I'm Ryan Rome. You can catch me on Instagram, Twitter, at RyanRoman98. Facebook, Ryan Roman. RyanRoman.com is up. That's where the shows be at. That's where the podcasts be at.
Stress reliever, bro.